You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 626.
Podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
All I gotta do is find me a place to sit down. Stop and think for a while and I'll find the right sound. It's so easy for us. It's so
And that fabulous start was Kinematic with Cookie Cutter from Melbourne in Australia. They say that that is a tip of the hat to the 1980s guitar bands.
I think that's the 60s.
Yes. Did I say 1980s?
You did say 80s.
I meant to say 1960s. Sorry. Kinematic is pronounced Kinematic, and it's not a branch of dynamics related to motion, but an indie band. If you're looking for a genre to file them under, they classify themselves as unpop. And you can find out more by checking them out on Facebook at facebook.com/kinematicmusicau. They do have a website, but when I tried to look at it earlier, it was not working.
And that rings bells. I seem to recall that in previous occasions where we've read out their email web address, it's not worked either. So, hey, never mind. Awesome track. Very short. Kind of caught me by surprise how
definitely
short that
was. Definitely a starter, though.
Definitely a starter, absolutely. And also, tonight's ender is definitely an ender. Kind of teased about that last week. Anyway, welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 626. On tonight's show, we have a rather nice selection of Creative Commons music. And we do have a couple of things to mention as we go through, one of which is we're going to do a little reviewette, as I've called it, of Pogrel last Saturday. All in all, I think, was a phenomenal success.
Not messy at all, either.
Not messy at all, but that, well, I don't think anybody got messy.
No, dirty stop-out-isms.
Nope, not at all. But there again, I did have to drive 240 miles the following day. So there was some of that in there.
Yeah, but you were driving 240 miles the same next day, not to leave Podcrawl, but to go somewhere. So you were responsible.
Yes. Sorry, it took me a second to work out what you're waffling about. But yes, you're exactly right.
You called me a waffler.
You are a waffler. We are wafflers.
Who are you?
Class. Well, at least I've managed to regrender my chorf this week. That's the most important thing.
And get that just in there.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I did. This is Rivens, RVNS, featuring Annie with May Recuerdo. Oh, hang on. I had this in my head. May Recuerdo.
To the Bugcast, part of the Other Side Podcast Network. Don't touch that dial. Wait a minute. I don't have a dial. I've not had a dial in years.
When I think about my sons, can't help but be proud. Look at my diploma, can't help but be proud. Look at my career, can't help but be proud. Look at where I'm going, can't help but be proud. My parents feeling proud that my purpose so rewarding, affording hopes and dreams. I'm a genie in the genre, bridging all the gaps. I just do this for the claps, helping others while these rappers lay around counting stacks. Skyrocketing, know the topic is never toxic. Donating my time and money, forget the profit. I'm a star in my own right, so hold tight. Money's never ruling my life, I've never been the type. There's a reason I get love and give love. God gave me positive vibes to go and build a buzz. No stopping me now, homie, I'm on fire. My desire always a giving, they're preaching to the choir. Now make a promise.
I promise I won't quit, I promise I won't stall, I promise I won't sit, I promise I won't let my life pass me by, I promise I won't let my life pass me by, I promise I won't fail, I promise I won't fall, even if I do, I still will stand tall, because I know this is my only life, I only got one chance.
is to get it right. Yeah. I promise I won't fail. I promise I won't fall. I'll give it all I got till my heart stops. Yeah. I promise I won't fail. I promise I won't fall. I'll give it all I got till my heart stops. Yeah.
When I think about my sons, can't help but be proud. Look at my diploma, can't help but be proud. Look at my career, can't help but be proud. Look at where I'm going, can't help but be proud. My brother's feeling proud, saw me turn into a man, saw me turn into an artist. He my number one fan, saw the talent when the balance didn't add up to a plan. Now I'm making music for some major corporations, and the pressure that I'm facing makes me better. I'm just saying, this is how I see it. I'm just working towards a destiny. The best of me is coming when I'm summoned, when I'm made to be. Tell a story that I'm hoping not the ruin. I'm pursuing all my dreams to the moment that I'm
coming. I promise I won't fail. I promise I won't quit. I promise I won't stall. I promise I won't sit. I promise I won't let my life pass me by. I promise I won't let my life pass me by. I promise I won't fail. I promise I won't fall. Even if I do, I still will stand tall. Because I know this is my only life. I only got one chance to get it right. I promise I won't fail. I promise I won't fall. I'll give it all I got till my heart stops, yeah. I promise I won't fail. I promise I won't fall. I'll give it all I got till my heart stops, yeah. I'm living my life fearless. I'm living with no regrets. It's all said and done. Don't know I gave my best.
I'm so proud of you and I just wanna share the love. I'm so proud of you and I just wanna share the love. I'm so proud of you and I just wanna share the love. I'm so proud of you and I just wanna share the love. I'm so proud of you and I just wanna share the love. I'm so proud of you and I just wanna share the love. I'm so proud of you and I just wanna share the love. I'm so proud of you and I just wanna share the love.
And that was Wordsmith with Proud from Baltimore in Maryland. Another fabulous track of his. I've always liked his.
Yeah, he's good.
He is a songwriter, musician, entrepreneur and philanthropist. And as of July 2020, he officially opened his non-profit Rise With A Purpose. And what they say is they're about providing tangible assistance to low-income people and undeserved communities. Oh, sorry, underserved communities. And facilitate long-term solutions to homelessness, hunger and poverty locally and globally through social reform, education and advocacy, and conducting community-based music projects, programs and workshops to help aspiring musicians enter careers in music.
Hmm.
You can find out more about him by looking at wordsmithmusic.com, and I believe Rise With Purpose is risewithpurpose.com.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And before that, you heard Ravens with their track May Recuerdo featuring Annie. May Recuerdo, apparently, if I was to say it correctly, means I remember in Spanish. And this is a brand new single released in June 2020. Another version, which was remixed by JLNLDN from the band, is also available on their latest two-track EP, La Última Vez. We've played Ravens many times before, and their track Ghosts made my Best Of show back in February. The irony of that song being in Spanish and both members of the band being from France is not lost on me. You can find out more over at rvnsmusic.com. And as luck would have it, we actually have another one of Clément, who's the vocalist in Ravens. I seem to mention his name a lot. I don't mean to, just because we play lots of his stuff. Mm-hmm. The last track of tonight is also features him as well.
Ooh, I like it when that happens.
Yes. So let's... yeah, but you don't like it when I nick your song though, do you?
No.
No. Let's have a quick look in our chat room and see who's listening to us live over at thebugcast.org/telegram, because I do not believe there is anybody in our...
That wasn't the track you stole off me, by the way.
I know it wasn't. I'm going to mention that one in a bit.
Yeah. So in IRC chattering, we have got Lainey, we've got Fat Freddy, there's Oz Toonan. Yannick's been talkative. We did have Kevy, but I think he's gone to bed early.
Fair play.
And then obviously there's me and you.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening as we just waffle and play music and do stuff. That's kind of what we do. So this is the song in question that I stole from Caroline, but I did get there first, so finders keepers. This is Estudiante with Regresar.
Miedo a las distancias, mi miedo a la es más difícil regresar, solo volver
a retomar el camino, mira tu pasado y saber,
no eres el mismo, no serás el de
This is Kevy from the Tux Jam podcast. You're listening to The Bugcast with Dave and Caroline. Anyway, enough from me. Let's get back to the pair of them for some more great music.
He came back from war, facing himself in a mirror, all thinking about those letters he's ever sent to her. Train left at dawn, the ship brought him home, and though they knew his lover, he became a stranger.
Was Blooming Memories with She's a Storm. From France, Blooming Memories is Charles and Oriana, a pop folk duo who harmonise their melodies and vocals, and they like to do songs that address emotions, inner journeys and self-quests. And you can find out more by checking them out on Facebook at facebook.com/bloomingmemoriesmusic.
Awesome, love that. Nice little bit of folk. Before that, you heard Estudiante with Regresar. We played his track Amor y Amor back on episode 616, and this was yet another single that Estudiante released via Jamendo in late 2019. He doesn't seem to have a website per se, but we will post into the show notes a link to his Jamendo profile, where he's got loads of stuff in there for you to listen to. In fact, the first song of his I played, I believe the first song we played of his, was called Musical. Indeed. And he is from Havana in Cuba. So, a couple of things then. The first one I'd like to mention is our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody affected by the Kerala plane crash. When I first heard about it, it was a note I received from some colleagues of ours who are based in India. And basically, as soon as they knew about it, they told us. And at the time, it was believed there was one fatality. At the time of recording this, that figure has now gone up to 16. So, yeah, like I say, thoughts and prayers out to everybody affected by the plane crash in Kerala at the Calicut airport.
We should also recognise the terrible explosion at...
Oh, crumbs, Beirut, sorry. Well. I'm not quite sure how I would have missed that one. Yeah, the Lebanon explosion, the Beirut.
The last I heard, there were 16 arrests.
Well, there should be. If what we're hearing about the situation in Beirut is true, and at this stage we have no reason to believe that it isn't, then this is going to turn out to be one of the most messiest investigations and prosecutions that I can certainly recall.
I mean, just to put people in the picture, the explosion in Beirut was, is it ammonium nitrate?
Ammonium nitrate, 2,750 tonnes of ammonium nitrate.
Which had been in that particular warehouse for 6 years.
Was it six or was it four?
Nope, 6 years. That is 6 years.
It's seven, 2013. It was 7 years.
Right. But either way, that is just, it's bonkers, isn't it? There's no other way of referring to that. It's just pure, utter bonkers.
Yes, it is. There's, I have nothing to say. It's just absolutely nuts how something like that was allowed to happen in the first place. Somebody must have known that that stuff was there. You can't hide something of that magnitude for 7 years. Now, I know a lot of people are trying to say that it's the responsibility of the Lebanese government. I'm not going to get into that because I know I don't have the evidence to back that up. But regardless, looking at the size of the explosion and the devastation of the aftermath, this is going to affect people for decades.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm seeing news articles saying that some Lebanese people can no longer dream because of the trauma of what happened earlier this week.
Yes. A lot of people have... The other thing is, apart from the people that are directly affected now, there will be after effects for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when 9/11 happened, there was a really famous photo that happened in all the press, and it was of a lady in a smart skirt and top, absolutely coated in soot.
Yep.
That was the iconic image that did the rounds. She unfortunately died in 2014. And they believe that the cancer that she died of may have been triggered by the toxic dust.
Makes perfect sense. Now, and you're going to have this same situation here.
Because it wasn't just dust from the explosion, it was whatever that chemical is.
Yeah, and it would have been carried through the water and the concrete and all the other dust that was generated by that explosion for who knows how far.
Scary stuff. I mean, there was a video shown of a lady who was about to get married, and the tradition for some people is to have like a photo shoot with them in the wedding. Wasn't a thing when we got married, but it just seems to be a thing now. So she was having a proper photo shoot. She was all dolled up. It was a nice, beautiful area. And literally the blast happened. You saw her being pushed off her feet, and then the cameraman was literally running to see what was the explosion.
Mm.
She's okay, by the way. Needs a new dress. Which made me chuckle. It's just like, I'm all right, but I'll have to get a new dress.
Yeah.
It was damaged.
Yes. And asbestos, Austin has just said in the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that would be a big part of it as well. And that has, as we know, that has long-lasting effects.
Not just that, though. All the crap and debris that was picked up along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, scary stuff.
It is. It is. So, yeah, obviously our concerns, thoughts, prayers are, anybody who is affected by anything at the moment in the world, it's a nasty, nasty time all over the world. In it, just. Anyway, let's go on to some more positive stuff that make it a bit lighter. And that is last Saturday's pod crawl. So, as we've been teasing for the last few weeks, obviously the Glasgow pod crawl couldn't happen because of the lockdown restrictions. So we determined that it would make sense to make the event virtual. So we fired up a Jitsi video conference on Saturday evening. And let's just say it didn't stop. The last ones in the video conference were myself, Andrew and Kevy, all from Tux Jam, and Chris from Canada. And that was somewhere in the region of about 12:45. So the whole thing went on for best part of 6 hours.
I did last that long, but on my defence,
you did very well.
I was ready for the day after to see your mum.
No, absolutely. But it was a great event. Yes, there was beer. Yes, there was great conversation. We had people.
Not everyone
from,
was a pishhead, you know?
No, not at all. There were people from all over the world. We had Klaatu, who is based in New Zealand. I believe he's American, but he's living in New Zealand at the moment. And
Chris from Canada.
Yeah, we had Chris from Canada. We had Chocolom from Hungary. We obviously people from Scotland and England. I'm trying to think who else we had. I should have made a note of all the people that were there. But it was a fantastic event. And the big takeaway from it is we should do this again.
Yeah.
So we may well be doing it again.
Lainey was there.
Yep, Lainey was there. My brain is just completely farted on me. I've got no recollection of
there was Gavin, there was you, there was Andrew Conway, there was Kevy, there was Dave Morrison, there was Clartu. Sorry, Dave Morris, Clartu.
Yep.
Chris from Canada, Lainey, me, you.
There was another chap in there who was just listening. He didn't actually go on to onto the video conference. He just listened to what was going on, which is absolutely fine.
Well, I've got
fine.
A good memory, but I can't remember people I didn't see.
No, but he would have been in the participants list. He would have been in the video grid with no camera.
I don't remember him being somebody like that when I was there.
I've got it in my head. His name was George, but it might have been Peter, so I can't remember. For some reason.
Oh, it's Peter and Paul, not George and Peter.
Yes, that's slightly different. But yeah, no, it was a great evening. Thank you, everybody who turned up. And also, quickly mention this, actually. I was going to mention this after the next pair of songs, but I'm going to mention it now. Today, at the time of recording, the first Friday in August, is International Beer Day.
And I knew that before Dave.
Indeed. And it is rather fortuitous that on International Beer Day, I should receive a consignment of beer through the post. So it was a good day all around. Anyway, let's crack on with some more music. This is Barefoot McCoy, his track Ballyhoo.
Criticize for the way we would talk and the dirt that they saw on our hands. Hypnotized, they would send us to walk across the desert through hell-ridden lands. And the wicked will roll at the fest made of iron that we forged ourselves. And the heads of the fathers hang low, cause they know the blame lies with themselves. Ooh, ballyhoo, send me back to the old world, in the land of the true. Get me back to the old world. I'm so scared of the new. We would roam through the pines in December. Grizzlies would stare from their caves. We made homes near the mines, I remember. The forefathers called them their graves. Fortune favors the cold and the heartless who drive a hard nail through the box. Torture favors the bold and the bravest, the souls from the first time they talk. Ooh, ballyhoo, send me back to the old world, in the land of the true. Get me back to the old world, I'm so scared of the new. was grace in the words we had, though they were few. There was faith in the people for all they'd been through. Send them back to the old world, in the land of the true. Get me back to the old world, I'm so scared. Send me back to the old world, in the land of the true. Get me back to the old world, I'm so scared of the new.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org. Baby.
Restless and weary grow the ghosts of yesterday, between pages of books without names. Weathered frames protect remains of the days that went quickly as they. And all these pictures and postcards play out in thousand words left unsaid, a tangled net of old regret buried deep but far from dead. So I'm saving these reminders in case I need to find them the day I meet the eye of this hurricane. When the growing void wakes me from a for days, filling empty pages with every word it never occurred to say. If only I knew, a thousand words simply won't do.
Mm-hmm.
That was Old Man Young with A Thousand Words. From the US and Subotica, Serbia. We played their track Wavelength back on show 610, and I nearly chose it again tonight and then realised, oh, I've already played it, and then found they had another track. Yes. In essence, this song is a southern-tinged ode to the power held over us by the moments captured on film. The groovy, moody product of an ongoing collaboration between American-born Aaron Bagby and Kuni Bezic of Subotica, Serbia. Shaped by very different worlds, they realised upon meeting that their tastes were as complementary as were contrasting. And you can find out more by checking them out on Facebook at facebook.com/oldmanyoungmusic.
Excellent. Another rather phenomenal choice from you this week. Well done. And before that, you heard Barefoot McCoy with Ballyhoo.
And I'm astounded we hadn't played that before.
Well, by the looks of it, we haven't played a lot of tracks from this particular album that came out last year. Barefoot McCoy is an American singer-songwriter and musician from Columbus, Ohio. His music is characterised by his deeply personal lyrics and distinctive instrumental work.
And he's often barefoot, hence the name Barefoot McCoy?
Yeah. His genre is a unique blend of singer-songwriter, folk rock and acoustic blues that evokes memories of yesterday and sparking hope for tomorrow. That was the title track from an album released in late 2019, from which we have played another track quite recently, actually, on episode 607. You can find out more over at barefootmccoy.com.
Lovely.
Now then, somebody went on a jaunt today.
Well, it wasn't through choice necessarily, it was through necessity.
It was necessity necessarily.
But basically, me, Amy and Cara went to one of the local towns to get some school uniform stuff. It's an odd year because most years I spend a couple hundred quid on school uniform, but it's going to be a cheaper year this year because they didn't really go to school much this year. So they have a lot of uniform that is perfectly wearable again this year and it fits. We tried it on, but I still needed a couple of brand like school logo cardigans. And when you order online, you have to order it really, really early. We're well past that date. So yeah. I did it in person. So it's the first time I have visited a town since middle of March. So what we did was we parked on a side street at the other end of a park, walked through the park, which was relatively busy, but I was pleased to see that it was relatively busy with people in their own little family groups. As in, there weren't like masses of crowds and stuff. Went straight to the shop, got served. I had a mask on. Didn't do really well, actually, because it's so hot today and I'm asthmatic. I really struggled with the breathing. It was really hot in the shop, but I did it out of courtesy. Went to a couple of other shops and had to use a mask, but I had to take my inhaler. And I think it's more because of the heat as well. But anyway, interestingly, there was a family. There was one of a family getting served and none of them was wearing a mask. Yet we later saw them later on walking down the street on the outside when you don't need a mask, wearing masks. Which I didn't get. It was, should be the wrong way around. But basically, got what we needed, got some toiletries, got a drink of pop and then walked straight back. So we didn't hang around, we weren't there for long. I said to Dave, I reckon it was about 60%, 40% compared to people who looked like they were sensible, abiding all the rules and wearing masks properly, and others that just didn't seem to understand personal space. It's like some shops decide to have one-way systems and I was dutifully following that and one person barged past me to go the wrong way up a one-way street system. But then what can staff do? They can't challenge them. They can challenge them, but they can only do so much because obviously they don't want to put themselves in danger.
And they also don't know what the circumstances around it are either.
Yeah, there was one shop I went into and an elderly chap came in and he'd got his mask under his chin and the lady very politely said, is it all right you put your mask on? And he said, oh, I can't, love, I've got COPD. So she went, all right then. And he went, I'll do it if I really have to. But she let him off. But he was smoking a fag just outside, so he may have COPD, but, you know, if you can put smoke and tar in your lungs, then you should be able to cope with a mask for a few minutes. That bit rankled me a little bit.
Yeah, I get that.
And it was stressful, but I think the stress was more because it was so, so hot. The one bit of irony I did see is there were some people with blue bollards that said, are you social distancing? And they looked like they were representing the local council, who wanted to ask people to come stand with them and fill in a survey. And when I said no, he was about to approach. And I'm like, really not sure. And I stepped back and he stopped.
Habit.
Yeah, but...
But the irony,
you're about to lecture people about social distancing and not following social distancing.
Yeah, but if you're trained, because if you go out and you deal with the public, and particularly in a situation where you're offering something that people basically do not want, so whether that's answering a survey or cheaper energy bills or anything like that, the standard thing to do is that if someone refuses your advances, so to speak, is to persist. And it must be habit. But obviously, they have to check themselves.
Yeah. I just feel like, I call them chuggers, charity muggers. Obviously, they weren't being a charity, but it's a thing, chuggers.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I'm always wary of them, because they are sometimes a bit pushy. I did have an altercation with one when I was pregnant with Amy, to which a female police officer gave him a right rollicking. Basically, I was heavily pregnant with Amy. There was no disguise when I was pregnant. I was at that stage. He was trying to, I think it was NSPCC he was raising money for. That's how much I was remembering it. And as I said, no, I'm not interested, and went to walk past him, he grabbed my bag strap and pulled me towards him, which... nearly lost my footing. I didn't, but I was just so shocked and I didn't know what to do. But luckily for me, the policewoman had seen it and she came striding over. And let's just say I was glad that I was the person that had been pulled and not wasn't the one doing the pulling, because she was livid.
Well, quite right too.
And thinking of it afterwards, I was livid too, but I was a bit shell-shocked at the time, so I didn't know how to react. And since then, I've given them a wide berth. Also, I can never understand when they always do that line, oh, but only £5 will make a difference. And I'm like, but only £5 a month won't even pay 1 hour of your wage.
Yeah, precisely.
And that's what rankles me.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Indeed. Thanks for that. So you should, dear listener, go and listen to the latest episode of TL Greyheart, the Star Trek fan podcast that I do with my good friend Yannick over in Switzerland, because he wasn't there for this week. And the co-host for the episode that was released this week is none other than Caroline.
Yes. And Yannick will just have to forgive me, because I managed to accidentally say Star Wars rather than Star Trek once.
And
I made reference a... valid and relevant reference to Twilight.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's ever a valid reference to Twilight, but it was good. No offense to Yannick at all, but I think it was one of the best episodes I've done, because it was just such fun. It's a tough one because you and I have form. We've been doing podcasts together for well over 11 years now, and we kind of have this thing going on, don't we? the way we bounce off each other. So it was very good indeed. Next week's episode is also a guest co-host for somebody that regular listeners will know. I'll tell you more about that next week. Over on DN12 Live, we did do another Uncharted show this week, featuring the music of Singleton and the Spinwires. So if you like, what did we say?
Ukrainian rock band.
Are they rock or are they folk rock? No, they are rock, aren't they?
They call them rock. A Ukrainian rock band.
And a US.
And a US hop.
Hop rock, yes.
Hop rock band. Bit of a punk edge.
Yeah.
And one thing both me and Dave have said is, out of all the artists we've played so far, the vast majority have interacted with us and been quite chuffed that they've been played.
Yep.
So as far as we're concerned, if we do nothing more than give those artists a fuzzy, warm feeling, I think we're doing the right show.
Well, exactly. And we're enjoying it. And it's not actually that much hard work to get it ready.
And
although
like I said,
we've done
Alina
no planning
from,
for this week's show.
As I said to Alina from Singleton, we're really enjoying it because we're getting to revisit some artists that we haven't played for a while. So, for instance, Diablo Swing Orchestra, always loved them, but we'd kind of exhausted the music that they had available.
Yeah, because they only released one album on Creative Commons, didn't they?
Yeah, and they've been asked to do it. But then, like tonight's show, I'm thinking already, ooh, now we'll have to feature one with Wordsmith, Kinematic, Barefoot McCoy, RVNS. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to build up more and more for the next time. And we originally said it was going to be 6 tracks per artist, but we're a bit more flexible. So, for instance, this week's, we did 6 tracks from Singleton and 8
from Spinwise.
From Spinwise, because the Spinwise tracks are all short.
But then last week's one that we did with Aphemia, we only did 5. So,
oh yeah, 5.
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be a real tight squeeze to try and get all those 5 tracks in, but then we were about 5 minutes short for the show anyway.
Yeah. Cara says hello, by the way, people.
Hi, Cara. Anyway, let's get this show finished because we're actually now getting close to time. So next week, the Bugcast episode 627 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 14th of August at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can drop us an email. feedback@thebugcast.org is our address. You can also find us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter, username TheBugcast. So it is last track time, and this is a show. This is a track that I actually teased last week. I've kind of made a mistake here, people, because I was going to play it in last week's show, then discovered it was an ender. So I put it in for this week's show. And then very recently, like in the last hour or so, I actually discovered we have played this song before. It's not just Caroline that does this, it's me as well. So this is Back on Earth, a band we've played lots of times before. They are a pop punk pop rock band from Paris. And if you want to find out more, you can find them at wearebackonearth.com. So thank you for listening, and we shall leave you with Back on Earth with their track Until Tonight. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
find sweet in your eyes. You've been in for so long.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at othersidenetwork.com.